Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 666 and today I am talking about my book launch. This is part three, the final part, which really is talking about then the book coming to print really, and then what's kind of next and a couple other questions that I got asked at my recent book launch here in Canberra. So after writing the contract, putting the manuscript in and signing the contract, not writing it rather, putting the manuscript in, it getting edited, and it actually becoming a thing, it was available by December 2019. And what was actually pretty funny is that I didn't know it was available. Even someone here in Canberra got access to it. They bought it through Amazon, I believe, before I even had seen it. And so I jumped on the book depository, which is where I get pretty much all my books from, and I ordered a copy and it arrived, and it was this real thing. What was really funny is that I had so many backers in my Publishizer campaign, and their pre-orders were still on a pallet in America waiting to get shipped to Australia, and they didn't arrive here till June. Every book that I ever had on my Instagram that I had, or other social media, up to that point, when I went up and signed the copies in June 2020, were ones that I actually purchased for full price from the Book Depository or Booktopia or some other website anyway, Dimmix or something like that. So it was kind of a really weird experience, but a unique and really valuable experience as well, of having this real thing rock up. And it's interesting now, I look forward towards writing a second book, and the amount of experience that I can take from the first one is phenomenal in how I want to actually go about even putting time aside to write it, and the length of time it will take me to write. It's really quite different. It's quite interesting. So the book became available in December 2019. I got my first royalty check at the start of 2020 in pounds, and it was written in German as well. So I had no idea what it said, but I could infer what it was saying. And it was for, I think it was like 168 euros was my first royalty, because it hadn't been actually done yet. It's pretty funny. I'm going to frame that. People ask me today, how is the book going? The reality is I don't know. I know that there was approximately 2,000 books printed, and I'm not sure if there was more because of what happens with what's known as PODs, print on demands. I know there's been some print on demands, which means that a website will, or a company will own the rights to it. They own the rights to print it again, and they print it close by so they can ship it quickly rather than getting it from the actual printer as well. So I have no idea how the sales of it are going. I haven't marketed it very well whatsoever at all, and there's been a reason for that, and that's because I've been settling with funk, and this year just gone, obviously dealing first with the Australian bushfires, and then second because here in Canberra we didn't have any in Canberra. We had some close, but because we're in a valley, we got all the smoke, and so businesses were shutting down and all sorts. And so that happened, and then obviously COVID was not long afterwards. So dealing with all those sorts of things, and then setting up Alpha Theta, because the book is a comma. It's not a full stop. And I would encourage you to think about all of your communications, especially if you're in business as such. The book shouldn't be, for me, a full stop whatsoever at all. We want to make sure that we're giving people an opportunity to learn more about the things that they find interesting. And so it should help continue the conversation. And in order to do that, we rebranded. So rebranded what was used to be to Seminars Run by Dave Nixon to now the company known as Alpha Theta. That's why the podcast was rebranded. We decided to continue doing the podcast. And one of the challenges of that now is being able to produce quality content with decent audio. In the beginning, I didn't worry about it too much, whereas now it's a really important component of what I want to offer people. And so we're looking at now moving the gym, and we position ourselves as an educational space here as Functional Fitness Australia, but there's things that we haven't done, and part of that is because I haven't had the right support, so to speak, and also the right drive to do so. So We're moving to a larger space this year, which will have a classroom. It will have obviously a workout space for both small group coaching, which is what we do as a main model now, but it'll also have an open gym so that people can have ideally a 24-hour membership to it. They can have access to the programming that we have and everything. And our programming is really core general physical preparedness, right? The core philosophy of training for me is to be a life athlete, that your time in the gym has to help you do more in life. We don't just do a particular type of training and then hope it carries across. I think that's fine if you enjoy that type of training and that's what you would go there for, but blind hope of hoping that's going to allow you to do things outside of there is a little bit different. And we want to make sure we're teaching people how to function well in all areas of life. And that's not so much of telling them how to do so, but allowing them to discover it themselves. And that's a really big, important difference. And the reason being is because as a coach, you're not there for people, you're there with them. And as you're there with them, they unfold, they learn, they go down that process rather than becoming what I tell them to. Really, really big difference things. So we'll be looking to move the gym by late second quarter this year. So that'll be our autumn and Northern Hemisphere spring, into a larger space with a classroom. We'll have a recovery room in there. The classroom will also be known as a work-in room and a studio. So the studio will allow me to actually do more continual podcasting. What we're building out from there is the coaching program for Alpha Theta, which is Flow Intelligence Theory, and all the modules that I've come across and put together to teach other trainers and coaches to see all perspectives that's going on at any given time, so they can coach through both the objective and the subjective components of physical and mental health. And on top of that, we'll be working with the Life Athlete program, which was online. It'll be accessed if someone was in Canberra. People have access to it virtually. It ties into my other business, which is called BossFit, which is it's just in the startup phase as well. So all of these are starting to really piece together. I'll also be doing what's called the Inner Game, which will be an Alpha Theta product, which will help people look at just the mental components. So if they've already got their physical training components down pat, how they want to have it down pat, but they want to get an edge in their mental game, then the Inner Game is what I'll be developing for that. And so that's really where the book is simply a comma, so people can then go down the path of finding out, you know, more of themselves. I'm becoming who they're not. And that's a really important component, that people are able to save themselves as opposed to be saved by someone else. And so you can find out a bit more about Flow Intelligence Theory. There's a blog on Alpha Theta that I wrote, so alphathetaflow.com. I'll share it on my socials this week. And I've started blogging again through that medium, so you can get a lot of my writings from there. And that's really going to start pointing at the as much information as I can possibly put in 1,000-1,500 words. That's going to be hopefully valuable for people that are looking for that type of information and to build on their own experiences. So that's really the next chapter. The next book is based around Flow Intelligence Theory, which is a deeper excavation of what Mining Yourself offered. I think Mining Yourself is a great place to start. The idea of looking at all of the subjective components of health that we may be missing. I went through there and explained a few physical training that I also recommend and for differing reasons. I think now, looking back on that, I would communicate that differently. However, the core thing here is that people are allowing themselves to go after what's most interesting for them. Whatever type of training, whatever type of learning that may be, and sometimes the best learning is not learning, because you're not being told what to learn, which is very interesting. But look, team, that's me done. That's the third part of the book launch, and the stuff that I was looking at was what's happening next, what's moving forward, and what's on offer. And at the core of everything that I do, it is really looking at that there's no finish line. We unfold as we do so. We're not meant to be anywhere. You know, I wrote this book because I wanted to highlight the importance of taking an integral approach to health, not just a data-heavy approach. But it means that we shouldn't also neglect the data, and that's something that I had to learn later on in my career. But Flow Intelligence Theory moves from the objective outcome-centric approach to an experience-centric approach for the individual. The individual gets to explain, they get to define health for themselves. They don't let the industry define it for them. And health is equal parts objective and subjective. We have come so far to understand objective, yet we still have so far to come to really understand and then integrate the subjective components of health. And this is a big part of my journey and my purpose. This book is the first chapter. It's simply offering that approach to the world. Thank you. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.